Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
But we're going to start with that big news, big, big news. And this is worldwide now, the 10,000 jobs that are to go in the Facebook parent company Meta announced today. But we still don't know how many of those jobs, if any, will go in its Irish operations. It will close around 5,000 open roles that haven't yet been filled, it says. It follows the company's announcement in November of last year, just at November gone, to cut 11,000 jobs globally, resulting in around 300 jobs being cut from Meta's operations here in Ireland. RTÉ's work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan joins me now on the line with more on this. Was this expected at all, Brian?
It was, Cormac, but it's massively significant in the sense that it is the second round of job cuts for a big tech company, and it's the first time we've seen the second round. So I suppose the fear is that is this the start of the second round? We know we had wave after wave after wave of redundancy announcement at the back end of last year and into this year, but here we see Meta coming back once more. 11,000 cuts announced in November, announcing a further 10,000 today. It was well flagged. The US media had leaks of this for the last few weeks, saying, look, this is coming. We are going to see more cuts, but it doesn't make it any less painful for those who are now really, really worried about their jobs. Mm. And you mentioned the Irish numbers there, a big, big employer in Ireland. It's down to 2,600 after the last round of job cuts. Industry sources telling me, look, it is inevitable that there will be some impact in Ireland, such as the scale of the operation here, and such as the fact that we have such a diverse level of roles, everything from engineering to recruitment, sales, management, they're all here in Ireland. So it is inevitable that there will be some cuts here. We just don't know the scale yet. We don't know the percentages yet.
We do know, Brian, that they are reducing. It's not just job cuts, they're reducing their operations as well. And I think they said previously, you were telling us on this program, Brian, that they overestimated their the economy and their performance within the economy. But now I'm just looking at the front page of the New York Times, and there is talk of the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank. And I just wonder, will that play into more possible job cuts at tech companies?
Well, certainly Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, in his update today where he announced these job cuts, Cormac, very downbeat and very bleak about the economy in general. In his Facebook post, he wrote that higher interest rates leading to economies running leaner, more geopolitical instability leading to more volatility, increased regulation leading to slower growth. And he said that the new economic reality that we find ourselves in could last for many, many years. So pretty bleak stuff from Mark Zuckerberg. Now, at the start of this year, he said he wanted 2023 to be the year of efficiency. So he pretty much acknowledged, look at the calendar here. He announced all these job cuts in November, but by the start of this year, January, February, he was already saying, we're going to need more efficiencies. We're going to need more cuts. Interestingly as well, this time is different, Cormac. In November, it was this big bang announcement, 13% global, 11,000 jobs gone, and that translated to about 300 jobs in Ireland. It was a big bang announcement. This time it's different. It's going to be the headline number today of 10,000, but then managers are going to announce individual job cuts and individual layoffs in different units over the coming months. And he gave a timeline of that. And he said the first to go will be in the recruitment division, because he said we're not hiring anymore. Then he said that by late April, layoffs will be announced in tech groups, then business groups in late May. Then he said international team leaders will make their own announcements in time. Now, my sources are telling me that because Ireland is sort of this reflection of the US operation, because we have so many, that if there are to be cuts here, it would probably follow that kind of timeline. So tech jobs in late April and then more business managerial roles in late May.
Look, I don't want to be a harbinger of doom, Brian, but when you mention the word contagion, I mean, it's a word du jour when we're talking of banks collapsing and so on. But in terms of this story here, is there any danger of contagion among other technology companies, many of them that have their European operations headquartered here? Could we see more in other companies, I wonder?
Look, you have to look at each company on a case-by-case basis. So the first big job loss announcement in Ireland last year was Twitter. Now, that was a very unique case. You had Elon Musk taking over. You had him slashing jobs left, right and centre, taking a very bullish Elon Musk extreme approach to that company. That was that particular issue. Next came Meta. And look at Meta's problems. They have a slump in advertising, higher interest rates. That's affecting a lot of other tech companies. Meta, though, being hit hard with competition from newer rivals like TikTok, hit hard as well with other issues like spending billions and billions of dollars on this new metaverse, this virtual reality world that hasn't taken off yet, that hasn't gripped the public imagination, that isn't making any money yet. But this is Mark Zuckerberg going back to his roots, I think, Cormac. Throughout his statement today, a lengthy, lengthy Facebook post, one of his big things in his year of efficiency this year is to flatten. And what he means by flattening the organization is getting rid of middle managers. And he pretty much says it in his statement. There are too many middle managers here managing small little groups. I'm going to get rid of all that. And he basically wants to bring Facebook back to its core, to the original Facebook, which was very, very clever engineers inventing very, very clever products that all of us use every day. They need to get back to that model. That's why he's pumping the money into AI, pumping the money into the metaverse, hoping that it can rescue his company.
Oh, we're right up to speed on that story. Thank you very much indeed, Brian O'Donovan, RTÉ's work and technology correspondent. We're going